When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We spent a lot of time today talking about, obviously, Kirk Cousins and, you know, getting more guys involved. That just doesn't fall on Kirk. And when we say getting more guys involved, specifically we're talking about Kyle Pitts. I want you to hear Raheem Morris talk about what he wants to fix going into this Tampa game. Guys, it's Thursday. You'll hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and Mike mentioned we'll be at the Signia right there by Hilton 2-4 getting things started. Let me hear Ra.
Really, you want to tighten up the screws on both sides of the ball when it comes to running the football, right? When it comes to stopping the run. You know, we came out in that second half on defense and really tightened up a little bit, but you want to continue to grow on that when you're talking about defense and how you want to fit the run, how you want to play the run, how you want to knock it out to make teams one-dimensional. And the same thing goes for our offense. We got it going a little bit later. Tyler gave us a big boost. We got a little bit of things from Bijan, but we want to really establish that early and often, and that will help some of our time of possession things. That'll help some of the things we got better at. You know, we're able to attack third down as we can get a little bit better, like to tighten that up even more. Third downs, being able to run the football, being able to stop the run, all of those things really become about us. And
now we were talking, he just mentioned Tyler Allgeier and the job he did. He really did get things cooking. He was the human bowling ball. We've seen that a few years ago. In the injury report that came out yesterday, because they're doing earlier practices,
okay.
Mark Raimondi, our buddy from ESPN, Bijan was listed with a hamstring with limited participation, Ray limited with an ankle, Caleb limited with a knee, and Troy Anderson didn't participate with a knee. We went and signed Rashawn Evans to the practice squad. So I know guys want to see more balance with Bijan. I just think Bijan got dinged in that game, and that's why they went to Tyler Allgeier.
I do too. And by the way, Allgeier has shown he can tote the rock, guys. He can carry the load if necessary. If we get in this game on Thursday night and Mike, he has a majority of the carries, that's probably going to be the reason why. But they're not going to say that because they're not going to, you know, tip their hand, to the Bucs to let them know that Bijan may not be a completely 100%. Meanwhile, let's talk about Kirk Cousins, because he said on the final drive he wasn't good enough. We're talking about the New Orleans win, right? And it was great to see Koo kick a 58-yarder and win it. You know, walk-off time runs out. But Cousins was talking about what he needs to do to be better.
You know, honestly, felt like the final drive was really not good enough by our offense. But you know, Koo made an unbelievable kick. We got the pass interference call, and that was enough. But you know, pleased with the complimentary football that happened today to get us the win, and now we can have a great chance to build on it.
Okay. So he was not good enough on that last drive. Mike, we talked a little bit about this. What were we trying to get on that last drive? Now, we ultimately got a great catch, should I say a pass interference that sets up the field goal. But did you feel like all we needed was 10 yards? I felt like we could have achieved that with, you know, lesser routes. You didn't have to. I felt like we were all running go routes.
Well, we saw, you know, Kirk Cousins do the job against the Eagles. And, you know, we always talk about, at least coaches talk about, how in that 2-minute drill, things are kind of opening up. You get back to more of your base offense and things. It's more, I mean, just easier and maybe less complicated. Didn't look that way, did it, to your point? Like, they really stretching it. Now, for those who don't remember, guys, 1st and 10 on the 30 after the touchback with 1 minute to go.
That's right.
And so, you know, it was a short pass to Ray. You know, we had that penalty on Newsiel, false start. Maybe if I overcome a false start on that one, second and 10.
I know, it hurt us.
So some of this was, again, getting back to what you always talk about, being behind schedule. So it's just one of those that the Mooney penalty was huge. And that's why pass interference is big. Pass interference can be part of your offense. If you get a guy who can't handle your ability, in this case Mooney's speed, Carl, you got the penalty. It changed everything.
It did. And by the way, if you're wondering about the O-line and all this stuff, listen to Kirk Cousins talk about the protection, because this was the other part of it, Mike. Like, are we protecting him? Does he have enough time to deliver the ball where he needs to? This was Cousins.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see how many attempts we had today, but usually, you know, whenever I felt anything, it was because I was going through a progression longer. So I thought they did a good job, and there was a lot of times where it was kind of one-on-ones across the board where they're rushing five. So I was really pleased, and even the sack fumble today was really me holding on to the ball too long. Jake did a really good job. So I've been very pleased with him.
Yeah,
does that mean the guys aren't getting separation if he's holding it, waiting
well,
for them to come out?
Listen, this is what I'm seeing, and I may be wrong on this, but I doubt it. Kirk is looking at these reads, right, middle, left, or left, middle, right. And, Mike, by the time he decides where he wants to go or whatever is open, that's when the pressure's on him. And so, you know, that's when the stuff is caving in on him, right, where you got fingers and, you know, all kind of stuff around your ankles working. I mean, that's where he's got to deliver the football. Falcons report today, sponsored by the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're talking about our Falcons as we get ready. Quick turnaround. We'll talk more about the Bucks coming up in the 6 o'clock hour with our buddy Rick Stroud and find out why they are having success and what's going on there. Because, again, we said this to start the season, guys. They won this division the last few years. We couldn't disrespect them and say, hey, they're not going to come back and be good. It's just hard to win any division 3-4 years in a row, but give them credit. But we got to handle business. If we handle business on Thursday night, Mike, now you're talking about beating the Saints and the Bucks, having two division wins under your belt.
Right.
We get above 500, and now you're saying, okay, wait a minute. We'll be in the mix for this thing later in the season when we see these guys again.
The Bucks, and we're going to talk to Rick Stroud in the 6 o'clock hour as we go behind enemy lines. And again, no Devontae Smith and no A.J. Brown. And so, you know, they did have their tight end. They did use their running back. But again, their backup receivers were nothing, obviously, like those guys. And you know, this gets back to create all those mismatches, the speed. Well, if we do this, Carl, Bijan, they got to account for Bijan. Pitts will be in this. It hasn't happened like
no,
that.
No, it hasn't.
It's been very perfunctory on offense, if we're honest. And it's usually him kind of trying to squeeze it into Ray or Darnell. And look, Drake has had better success than he had with the two bums thrown to him the last few years. I still disagree with Wes when Wes said he thinks you cannot put this on Cousins. He says, look, Cousins is good to go now, and that conversation's over. Still not sold that Cousins is 100% to being what he was pre-Achilles last October. Yet.
So the offense isn't humming,
right?
It's performing, but it's not humming. And how do you get to that, Mike? How do you get where it's just humming, where we're moving the ball? Guys, you're not going to score on every possession. I get that.
First down, 5 yards. Get on schedule. How do Mahomes? Everybody else who's having success is not dealing with second and 8 or third and 11 like we are.
That's exactly right. And then when you get in the red zone, we got to score touchdowns. Here's another big part of this as we talk about the Falcons and how we improve, continue to get better, not only before Thursday, but also as we continue to move through this season. We, at some point, whether it's Thursday or the next game or beyond, have to be the team, Mike, that runs the most plays. Against the Steelers, guys, they ran 66, we ran 50. That's 16 more plays in a game that you have a chance to do something with the football. It matters. In the Eagles game, they ran 68 plays, we ran 58. That's right. 10 more plays. And you know how the game ended. We won the game, but we weren't a time of possession they owned it, and the amount of plays they ran on the offense. Get to the Chiefs. Oh, well, okay. They ran 72 plays. We ran 56. This is a fundamental problem. At some point, you've got to be running more plays than the opponent to give yourself an opportunity to have more chances. Yesterday, or should I say Sunday, no different. Saints ran 70 plays. We ran 51. Mike, we haven't outdone our opponents in that area to say we're giving our team a chance, our offense a chance to run more plays today, to have more scoring opportunities, etc. That has been part of the issue.
And that gets us back to that whole conversation about usage rate, because I know you guys, I want to see this guy get the ball. I want to see that guy.
That's
well,
right. That's
when you
right.
got 15 to 20 less plays, then there goes that chance of that part of the playbook
gone.
Just went out the window.
Gone.
Okay, because you're not going to be able to do that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.